This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Bonjour, everyone. This is Kimberly Blazer, author of Copper Yearning and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of November. I hope you enjoy today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is William Staub reading Poem That Wanted to Be a Brugel. Snowy road with red soil ruts where a wagon struggled. Bare trees in middle distance. Man with stick and pack, trudging uphill, off balance. Is he running? And then I'm back at the podium, all the suits in the room looking at me like, where did you go? Something was cold and afraid. Someone went looking. It must have been amazing for the great painters when it drifted into their eyes, the moment they could freeze the action before the terrible realization that would echo through generations. Field work in a dry summer, blue sky and blaze yellow, sweat on the brow of my father, just a boy now, 17, lean and earnest, tight with exertion, pounding fence posts with a man I never met, his father. Dad swings the sledge down, just as the blank man, glancing back toward the distant barn, places his hand gently on top of the post to say, "That's enough. That's good, son." And the hammer is a breezy blur, stopped magically in air, to never disfigure, sever flesh or family tree. But still I dab paint over my father's eyes so he won't have to see. About this poem. This poem follows Auden's Musée des Beaux-Arts in its wonder at Bruegel's works, which seem to stop time. What is it like for the painter, seeing the image of a moment emerge? What if you could stop time before a terrible event occurs, one that has a terrible impact on generations of a family? A painter could create a small world free of that pain. Of course, it's not the painter's world. Yes, there's an achievement. You can see and maybe feel that world. But there's sadness too, returning to where the sledgehammer crushes the father's hand.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new work by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.